Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cardano Live. Happy Friday. I have Seba and Matthias here with us today to talk about rollups, how rollups would work on Cardano. They're going to start with a brief history of rollups. Seba, would you like to tell us more about rollups, and then we'll get into the discussion later?
Yeah, so let's start with a kind of a brief history of how we got here. So blockchains have one problem that every blockchain faces, which is scalability. How can you make a single network scale to all the thousands of transactions per second that are required for a kind of global scale platform? Now, you can't have a layer one that just scales infinitely. There's, you know, the speed of light is limited. The amount of storage and compute you can do on a single node is limited. It's not possible to have this all stored and computed in one specific protocol. And so people have come up with this idea of layer twos, which is to say, the blockchain style, for example, Cardano does only the main stuff required for the core protocol execution, like stake pool delegation, creating all the blocks. And then, you know, any kind of other computation happens on a second layer. And this, the fact that you can do this is, in fact, the kind of core value proposition of blockchains. Like, why is Bitcoin so valuable, right? Bitcoin does not really have great smart contracts. Doesn't have any, you know, kind of sexy functionality. Why is Bitcoin still so popular? It's because people trust it, right? People trust that it will not roll back. People trust it, that it'll continue to move on, continue making blocks, and that people can trust that the data on the blocks is correct. And so kind of the core value proposition of a blockchain is this kind of root of trust. Can you trust that the actual blocks are being made, they'll continue to be made, and they're made accurately? And by extension, the core value of Cardano is Ouroboros. The reason Cardano has become such a great protocol is because Ouroboros is well-designed. It's, you know, the first provably secure proof-of-stake protocol, and people trust Ouroboros to continue to make blocks. And, you know, we've had no major shutdowns, you know, no problems, everything's working well. And so people have a strong root of trust in Cardano. And the problem with making a layer two is saying, like, okay, we'll use Cardano for these things, but then for anything else that needs high throughput, we'll use like a second layer that does things differently. You don't have the same root of trust in the second layer. People trust Cardano because they know it works, but why would people trust this other side thing that you're building, right? It requires having to like reconvince people this is secure, which is not an easy thing to do. And in fact, a lot of times you can't really argue for the security because it's not secure, and that's how you get the higher throughput. And so there's been many kind of scalability solutions, layer two solutions that have been proposed to try and tackle this. So the easiest to understand one is a sidechain, which is to say, okay, we have the main chain, the main protocol of Cardano, and then we have a sidechain. And the sidechain, instead of being like a public network, it's a BFT network, which is to say there's a fixed set of people. Those are the people making blocks. You have to trust those people to make the blocks. And as long as you trust those people to make the blocks, the sidechain works. And then you build some sort of bridge to communicate between the two. And that's how, for example, Milkometa works, which is how we're adding EVM support to Cardano. The Milkometa network runs in parallel to Cardano network, has a set of 32 validators. Those validators are known. And then they make the blocks on this chain. And if you're using Milkometa, you have to trust that these validators are honest. And so this works. And it's the easiest thing to build, easiest thing to understand. Which is great because, you know, oftentimes with complexity, you just want simple. But as I mentioned, that means that you have to trust Milkometa separately from trusting Cardano. And that's kind of a hard thing to sell to users. The benefits of rollups and the reason why they exist is they said, okay, well, we don't want this kind of sidechain with a new kind of root of trust. We want to leverage the trust of the main chain. So how can we have a sidechain where the layer of trust in the sidechain is pegged to the layer of trust in Cardano? So you can go to people and say, like, hey, as long as you trust Cardano, then you can trust the sidechain to work just as secure as Cardano itself. And so that's kind of the main value proposition of rollups and why they've gotten so popular. In fact, the Ethereum ecosystem is going so focused on rollups that Vitalik wrote that, you know, rollups are the only scaling solution. He says, oh, I don't see a future with multiple different scaling solutions. I just see it all going to rollups. So that's how kind of bullish they are on this scaling solution. And whether or not you agree with them is up for the debate. I definitely think so. But it shows that, you know, other protocols are taking this seriously. And so we should have discussion in the Cardano ecosystem as well about, you know, what is the merit of their ideas, how much of it applies to us, and how much should we, you know, attempt to go down this road as well as on top of our existing efforts like Hydra and Changes to Ouroboros and all the other scaling debates we're having inside the Cardano ecosystem.
Thank you, Sebastian. And what is the biggest difference between a rollup, sidechain, and Hydra or a Hydra channel? Are they the same thing, or they simply accomplish the same result via a different means?
I can take that one, I guess. So the thing is, like with Hydra or state channels in general, right? Because Hydra is just, with quotes, a state channel solution. The thing with state channel is that you move an entire part of the, you know, ledger off chain. And you can really view that as a set of mini ledgers, right? A state channel is a portion of the ledger that has, you know, a portion of the state, and is able to do exactly the same thing as, you know, the layer one is doing, but instead of doing it on the layer one, it only does it, you know, off chain, and only the eventual results gets persisted on the layer one eventually, right? With rollups, the idea is a bit different because you still keep track of some things on the layer one with rollups, right? You have to leave proofs on the layer one that gives you a way to recompute everything that has happened on the layer two, right? Rollups come from this observations that you don't have to run all the computation on chain, right? You don't have to put all this computation, all this code, all this, you know, even not all the data on chain. You just have to put the minimum that is necessary to reconstruct the path from, you know, those little breadcrumbs in a way. And the spirit of rollups is to say, well, since we don't have to put all of that on the layer one, we're going to put just the minimum, right? And the rest, we're going to do it on the layer two. And then only leave to the layer one what's necessary to recompute that state under the assumption that, you know, there are ways to verify that. And in the case of optimistic rollups, for instance, that means there are other entities, other nodes or other people, right? Checking that whatever update gets published on the layer one, they verify that it's actually correct by, you know, reconstructing that path and trying to end up on the same results. So the approach is a bit different in that sense, right? With rollups, you still have to leave, you know, breadcrumbs to reconstruct this whole computation. And that's also an interesting feature in itself, right? Because as Sebastian was saying initially, it's all a matter of trust in the end. And if you can, you know, rely on the layer one, on the data present on the layer one to reconstruct whatever state you claim that, you know, your application has ended in, then that's all good. With state channels, then you have also a form of trust because you are completely shifting a whole part of the protocol execution out of scope, and only the final result gets committed based on an agreement that it is correct. And that agreement that it is correct is tied to a set of owners, right? With the concept of state channels, you also have the concept of clear owners. There are people that are designated when you create a state channels as the owners of that state channel, right? And you will trust those people to be able to sign and vouch for the results, right? So that's a bit the difference between rollups and state channel. With state channel, you have a set of people that you can trust, or that you have to trust, or a set of keys in that sense. With rollups, you will leave breadcrumbs that will allow you to, you know, reconstruct the final results and verify it by yourself if you need to.
Okay, so with a rollup, the part that occurs off-chain can use any consensus protocol, whatever that is, Ethereum style or whatever it is. But with Hydra or state channels, it inherits the underlying features of the protocol. Is that correct?
Not necessarily, no.
I think it's slightly more nuanced than that. So the thing about all these layer two solutions is that you can kind of think of them in a sense as compression algorithms, right? You're trying to, the way you're increasing throughput is by doing some data somewhere else, compressing the result and putting that on the main chain, right? So you can think of Hydra as some sort of compression algorithm where you get together with a bunch of people, a fixed set of people, like us three, we get together, we create a hyperstate channel, we do a bunch of computation, and then we only upload the final result back on the main chain. So super effective compression. We got rid of a bunch of stuff and only put the final result. Rollups are a different idea, which is, it's more like a, what they call like an online algorithm. There's no start or end. It just like keeps going and you're kind of compressing data as you go. And so for the rollup, basically the rollup never ends. It's like a sidechain in that sense. It just keeps going. And then periodically you take the transactions on the rollup, you batch them together, and then you put this compressed version of the rollup data on the main chain. Okay, so you're still getting compression because on the rollup every a little while you're taking a batch of things, compressing it, putting it on the main chain, but you're still, you know, putting a lot less constraints on the main chain because all the computation is happening on the side chain, right? Not on the main chain. And then you're also compressing the data, so it takes less space than to be on the main chain. So you're saving a lot on computation and then saving a lot on storage as well. So you can think [S2] Okay. [S1] Of this as like a compression system. But to answer your kind of question, neither of these problems have to be solved with the same system, right? You could have a Hydra version that instead of being isomorphic, which is to say Cardano to Cardano, you could have two different solutions. Cardano is the base layer and then some other system. Same thing for rollup. You could have Cardano as the base and EVM as the kind of layer two. So it could be different consensus mechanisms. The place where this gets hard is that, as I mentioned, the way these systems work is by leveraging the root of trust of the main chain. And what that means is that if something goes wrong on the layer two, you have to be able to come back to layer one as like your escape route. And if these two systems are running different consensus algorithms, the escape route gets much trickier and sometimes impossible. Because imagine something happened on Ethereum and you're like, oh, like this thing was computer wrong. Somebody's acting maliciously. Hey guys on Cardano, like, can you go run this Ethereum smart contract and prove that they cheated me out of my money? People on Cardano are like, I don't run the EVM. I don't know what this is. And so this kind of escape route gets trickier. Now, we have this for Milk Gamera, right? So Milk Gamera, for those who don't know, is this kind of EVM sidechain for Cardano that we're building at DC Spark. And we have this exact situation where we have Cardano as the base layer and Milk Gamera as the sidechain running EVM, two different consensus algorithms. And currently, Milk Gamera version one runs entirely as a sidechain. As I mentioned earlier, it's a BFT system. You have to trust the validators, which are a subset of stake pools on mainnet. So hopefully they're trusted individuals because they're also running Cardano. But you have to, you know, trust that they're, you know, running honestly. But we would like to move to rollups eventually. And what that means is that we have to tackle this problem of moving from data compression on, you know, our layer two to putting the data on Cardano, which is layer one. And the Ethereum ecosystem hasn't had to solve this problem because for the Ethereum people, it's layer two EVM, layer one EVM. So they can have the same system with the same kind of fallback, which is why protocols like Optimism work so well. And for our situation with Milk Gamera, we've been doing research on a different kind of rollup called a naive rollup, which is a system that we're researching to try and leverage some of the benefits of rollups while still having different execution platforms. So this is a non-trivial problem and we are actively doing research on this. But this is, you know, one of the trade-offs of layer twos is to answer your question, they usually are better set if they're the same platform, same execution model, but they don't strictly have to be.
Okay. And thank you, Seba and Matthias, for that background on what brings us to the discussion today, the debate on should Cardano have rollups or does it need rollups? Matthias, what's your take on that as far as can Cardano do without rollups or is it something that should be looked at?
So, as I said a bit earlier, right, the observation from rollups is that you have this whole bunch of computation that you don't have to do on-chain, right? And that you can move on an off-chain protocol. In the case of Cardano, we have already moved quite a lot of that, right? What's on-chain in the context of Cardano is just validators, right? They are simple, or they could be complex, but they are a function that will verify whether or not you are allowed to spend a certain UTXO, right? Based on the context they are given, which is the transaction. If your UTXO, right? If you're trying to send this particular amount to this particular address, and you have also signed with this and these keys, then it's granted. You can do whatever you want, and that verification already is as much compressed as we can. We could say it's still something that could instead of happening on the layer one, could happen on the layer two. But I see it's less. How do you say that? Less impacting than it is on Ethereum, because on Ethereum contracts tends to be much bigger. Right, a lot of what currently happens in off-chain code in Cardano happens in Ethereum contracts. Right, a lot of dApps are just doing everything they can on the blockchain, and the execution layer becomes quite massive in that sense. On Cardano, from the start, because of the initial design, we have really split that apart and say, for all this contract management, you will have to do that off-chain. You will have to have servers that watch the chain. You will have to craft the transaction by hand and do all of that. But this is not something that is done by the base layer. This is your duty as a dApp developer to provide the infrastructure for doing that. What really only matters is that what's checked on the layer one is the important bits, which is the verification, the validation that whatever you're trying to do is indeed legit. But still, there are many, many good ideas in rollups, right? So while I don't think rollups as they are for Ethereum currently can be translated as is to Cardano, I like this idea of having a bunch of things happening off-chain and just leaving the minimal amount of information on the main chain to be able to reproduce that state and verify that whatever has happened is valid and have a compressed view only on the layer one. So this whole idea is sort of something we are also looking into as like an extension of Hydra, right? We have this Hydra head, which has a fair amount of limitations, as we mentioned already in a previous summit and in different talks, right? We have to have a fixed number of participants, right? You cannot join the head when it's open, so you can open new heads, of course, but right, it's a bit limited in that sense. So what if we could sort of combine heads with approach similar to rollups, right? And have also contracts on the layer one that make sure that people can participate into a head or can move money back and forth between heads and do more complex stuff with heads by getting a lot of inspiration from rollups and how things are done there. So the heads become a sort of building block in that sense, an authority we can have as the base component for the layer two in Cardano, and then build on top of that solutions that will be inspired by rollups most likely.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can add to that. So the reason that Ethereum isn't really going with this kind of state channel solution like Hydra is because for Ethereum, they don't use the UTXO model like Cardano, they use the accounting model. And trying to have the accounting model be portable across layer two solutions is much harder than the UTXO model, because the accounting model relies on some global state, which is always really hard to deal with. And so that's why rollups are better suited for them. But still for Cardano, we can have Hydra, which has its advantages and disadvantages, and also have rollups as, another alternative that people can leverage. Notably, as you mentioned, Hydra in its initial version has limitations like the fact you have to have a fixed set of people in the state channel. And at the end of the day, even if we get, Hydra working perfectly, the Cardano blockchain currently is at 50% capacity, right? And there's ways we can improve this capacity through improvements in the networking stack, like increasing the block space. There's a huge list. I could spend an hour talking about the huge list of things we can do to improve the throughput of Cardano. But like I said at the beginning of this talk, we can never get to infinity, right? Which is what you would require for a protocol that can cover the whole state of the world. It's just not possible. And so we're going to have to split stuff into layer twos, and Hydra is a good layer two solution, but it doesn't fit every use case. And, you know, I think rollups are a great alternative for different use cases that for example, our Milkomita use case can leverage, right? Our Milkomita use case can't really use Hydra because Hydra wasn't meant for this. And we don't want to rely on a sidechain forever because this is not the kind of ideal security model that we want. We would like to leverage the security of Cardano. And so I think rollups give us like the fastest and clearest path to get to, you know, a sidechain with EVM compatibility that still leverages the root of trust of Cardano. There's other solutions we haven't talked about. Like if you do a sidechain, the way that Ouroboros works allows you to do like checkpointing at epochs. And there's some interesting work on proof of stake sidechains. But IHK has partially funded to try and leverage these proofs at epoch boundaries to basically do computation on a sidechain and then use these epochs at checkpoints to communicate back to the main layer. But this is also does not provide the great finality because then you have to rely on, you know, these epoch boundaries, which are not instantaneous. And this is still under research. So we'll see, you know, how far we can get on this. Whereas rollups are usually much faster, especially if you look at ZK rollups. The time it takes to onboard, offboard the sidechain is almost instantaneous. And then, you know, it's stuff that is already deployed, already exists. Multiple companies are building on it. So it's not like this proof of stake sidechains where it's like an open research problem. It's something that we know can be done and that multiple companies are already working on. And so there's a certain amount of confidence that we could do this for Cardano or Solana or any other blockchain that doesn't have this technology yet.
Okay, so the key problem the rollups will solve is if you're doing computations on an EVM and when it finalizes and has to report back to the Cardano chain, the rollups can bridge that gap, and that's the solution, is what you're saying?
So the solution is that if you have a computation layer somewhere else, you can figure out what happened on this computation layer just by looking at the Cardano mainnet.
Just by looking at a proof.
Right, which is not true if you just have a pure sidechain, because if you have a pure sidechain, it's running totally separately. There's no connection to Cardano. If you're on Cardano and you want to figure out what happened on the sidechain, there's no connection. There's no way to know. With rollup, you're basically taking a compressed version of the history on your sidechain and periodically posting it to the Cardano main chain. So that means just by looking at the Cardano main chain, you can figure out, you know, a compressed version of the history of what happened on the sidechain, which allows you to easily figure out if there's ever any issue that happened on the sidechain, and also allows you to do extra stuff. Like, for example, if you're a person on the sidechain and you're stuck on the sidechain, you're trying to like exit the sidechain, but nobody's processing your transaction, you can like force an exit from the sidechain because the people running the Cardano network know the sidechain history. And so you can like appeal to the Cardano users saying like, hey, look, you have the compressed history, you know I'm here, you can kind of process my you know, request to offload, right? So it also, you know, gives more safety to the users because now you're leveraging, you know, the Cardano root of trust instead of the sidechain root of trust.
Okay, thank you. Matthias, are there other solutions that would prevent the need for a rollup? Is there another way of doing this?
Well, you know, there are always ways, right? But it's often a question of what are you willing to sacrifice? Right, there are always trade-offs, and the nice thing with rollups usually is that you know you don't have to trust anyone, right? With their sidechains or even with, you know, Hydra, you have to trust the head participants or you have to trust the sidechain nodes, and this can be a problem as well as it can be, you know, not a problem, right? If you have no problem with, for instance, centralization, right? Blockchains like, you know, Solana might be completely, you know, okay for you. Right. And for some use case that's correct, right? That's perfectly valid. If you really matter, you know, fully, you know, decentralized trust, like rollups might be, you know, a good use case for that.
Right. I think to try and tie this to something that's more Cardano focused. So obviously Milkomita, I think, is a great example of how this technology can be useful for the Cardano ecosystem. and how the DC Spark is doing this research to try and build this new scalability solution for Cardano. Another good example would be Catalyst, right? So Catalyst is a voting system for Cardano. For those who don't know, Cardano has a treasury built into the protocol, and every 3 months there's a round of voting that happens for the Cardano ecosystem to decide how the funds of this treasury are dispersed, right? And the way Catalyst works right now is as a sidechain to Cardano. Every 3 months, a snapshot of the Cardano blockchain gets taken. They spin up a new sidechain, which is the Catalyst sidechain. You do all the voting on the sidechain, and then the results get posted back to Cardano. The problem with Catalyst right now is that it's mostly centralized, right? IHK is the one taking the snapshot. IHK is the one running this sidechain. And then they're the ones, taking a snapshot at the end, and then they're the ones posting the result back to Cardano. Now, this is fine for a initial version, but Catalyst can't remain this centralized system that depends on IHK forever. And so IHK has been working hard on how to decentralize Catalyst. And so they have, a large team of cryptographers looking into zero knowledge proofs and how to do proving of the results. And this is something that, a lot of that is already implemented and has always been on the roadmap for Catalyst. But I think, something like rollups can really help with this, because rollups have this concept of ZK rollups, which is trying to use zero knowledge proofs to batch transactions together. So basically, whenever voting would happen on Catalyst, there'd be occasionally a batch of Catalyst votes put together and then submitted as zero knowledge proof to the Cardano blockchain, which would be like a fairly small piece of data. And then people who are on the Cardano blockchain can see a summary of what happened on Catalyst without having to run the Catalyst sidechain. And the problem with ZK rollups and their base form is that they don't encrypt the transaction data. It's just a pure compression solution. Like, usually when you say like zero knowledge, people assume like this is like privacy thing. But ZK rollups are not a privacy thing. They're using zero knowledge proofs as a batching mechanism, not as a privacy solutions. But there is this kind of thing that's like a ZK squared rollup, which is you use zero knowledge proofs for the batching, and then you do another layer like zero knowledge proofs for the encryption of the data so that it's all private. But this is something that could be used for Catalyst, right? So for Catalyst, it'd be kind of like a permanent sidechain. People can, do their voting on Catalyst. The results get encrypted, batched together as a succinct proof, and put on the Cardano chain. And then now, just by running a Cardano full node, you could, at any time you want, compute the full tally of any Catalyst votes, verify the results yourself, and then the result of the Catalyst voting would be permanently stored on the Cardano blockchain, compared to right now, where Catalyst results are basically thrown away at the end of any voting period, and there's no history of the Catalyst votes happening. Which is, not great from a philosophical point of view, because we would like to be able to go back at all the previous Catalyst rounds and have proof that they were all kind of executed truthfully, right? And so I think this is, an interesting solution to the Catalyst problem, and one ways this kind of roll-up solution could help with Cardano.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for that, Sebastian. Matthias, do you have anything else you would like to add before we wrap up for the day on pros and cons of rollups? Should we put them on Cardano? How much are they needed?
So it's actually quite funny, because we had a conversation with the Catalyst team recently on, whether or not they should or could use Hydra also for, doing all the Catalyst voting parts. And the main point that sort of came out of that is, you would still have to trust to some extent the Hydra heads, which was kind of a problem for Catalyst. So it's also nice to see that, we have ways to do that differently. And whether or not rollups are needed, I would say yes, to some extent, right? They are needed because they provide a good alternative. And it's, always good to have a nice set of alternative solutions when you build on a platform, right? Yeah, depending on your use case, you might want to pick one or the other. Do they solve a problem that is, a necessity to solve right now on Cardano? I would say no, right? Or not as much as for Ethereum. And for that, right, I think Hydra also has a bunch of arguments. And in the short term, that's probably the easiest thing we can have and get out. In the long run, in the bigger picture, I can definitely see Hydra holops, being on Cardano, and a sort of mix of both, right? As I was saying initially, right? Get inspiration from holops ideas and have that on top of Hydra, right? Have that on top of what we have, and try to have those solutions, be interconnected as well. So that in the end, you get a very, full pipeline of layer two solutions that you can use for, any possible use case on Cardano. So it's not, one or the other, right? Yeah, it's really depending on your use case and which of the trade-offs you're willing to accept. One solution might be better than the other. The one that is the most urgent at this stage to me is Hydra-based, and Holops is a natural extension of that.
Okay. Hey, that sounds great. This was a great discussion, guys. And I appreciate you guys coming on Cardano Live. I think people learn a lot from this. And I think there's a both and solution, and priority. We don't have to agree here on it, but Hydra is a solution. Rollups is also a layer two solution. Am I correct in saying they are not mutually exclusive? Like, you can do both independent of each other? Yes.
Completely correct.
Yes, and maybe to kind of summarize and give the bigger picture, at DC Spark, we've been talking about scalability for a few months now, because we see that Cardano, like every other blockchain, needs scalability, and there's a huge range of things we can do. Like I said, we could talk for hours about all the different things we can do. There's a huge amount of things we can do. And I think Hydra is one thing that makes a lot of sense. I think Rollups are a thing that makes a lot of sense. And there's a lot of other things we could spend hours talking about that I think makes a lot of sense. And at the end of the day, IOHK can't do everything. DC Spark can't do everything. And we need more people building scalability solutions for Cardano, because there's so much that can be done in the blockchain space that we need everybody to come in and contribute. And so exactly. I think for Catalyst, I think it would make a lot of sense for people to start thinking about Catalyst proposals for scalability. And I think it'd be great if people who want to contribute to the scalability discussion of Cardano could, start getting involved, start pitching solutions. And, the Cardano protocol is now decentralized, and we have to kind of set the roadmap together. So it'd be great if we could have more companies come in, pitch solutions, talk about solutions, figure out the direction we want to go in Cardano. And none of these are mutually exclusive. We can all build these things in parallel. And the more things we're building in parallel, the better we are. For Ethereum, there's like a bunch of different companies building different kinds of rollups. Even within just the rollup ecosystem, there's a bunch of different companies building different solutions with slightly different trade-offs. And Ethereum is a better protocol because it has, all these different companies building different solutions with different trade-offs. And there's no reason Cardano can't do the same thing. We can also have many different companies building many different kinds of solutions with different trade-offs, and that'll also make us a better protocol. And so this is kind of my appeal to people who listen all the way to the end. If you listen all the way to the end, it means you're passionate about scalability solutions. You want to know how we can scale Cardano. And, now's the time to act, right? Go vote on Catalyst, get your voice heard, bring up this debate to other people and get more people involved.
There you go. Thank you, Seba. I appreciate it. And maybe someone can get a Catalyst proposal in to build that particular scaling solution so the efforts can be done in parallel. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Matthias, appreciate you being here. Maybe we could do another podcast on the fee markets on Cardano, where we have a debate and discussion, and I will play the opponent and you can be the proponent. And Mark Stopka, he's over in chat right now. He can be a proponent for market fees, and we can have a discussion on that as well. Sound good?
Sounds good, yeah, actually. Anytime.
Okay, we'll do that. I'll talk to you guys on Telegram and Twitter. And I'd like to thank all the viewers. I appreciate your questions, comments. Hope you got a lot out of this podcast. And remember, Cardano is going for number one all day, every day. And it takes discussions like this to get us there. It really does. Thank you, gentlemen. Bye, everyone.
Cheers.